For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Money Unleashed with Chris Hoffman at the Hoffman Financial Group, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. You can find us online at unleashyourmoney.com. Well, I'm old enough to remember something called a Mr. Yuck sticker. I don't know if when I was a kid, they had these out, and it was a green, sad face with a guy's tongue hanging out. And mom was supposed to put that on everything that was underneath the cabinet under the sink that was bad for you. You know, the Comet cleanser and all the chemicals that are under there. As a kid, you would see the Mr. Yuck sticker, and you were supposed to stay away. It was a warning sticker. So now we've got warnings on everything. There's warnings, of course, on cigarettes, on power tools, on a hot cup of coffee at McDonald's. There's warning labels on everything. So, Chris, I want you, as the person who says, you know, there's a lot of things in the financial world that aren't really built in your favor. Yep. What should have a warning label in the financial world?
Well, I love it. Let's put a financial yuck sticker on a bunch of things today.
Okay.
So, you know, this list is, there's at least four or five of them on here. I would say one of the big yuck stickers in the financial industry is target date funds.
Okay.
It's a two-trick pony of stocks and bonds, and they simply stall growth during the boom years, and they don't protect during the bad years. Why would anyone be in a target date fund? It's been proven over time, not by me. I've got a lot of support in this. Jim Cramer wrote in The Street back in 2010, he did a study on target dates with a target date of retirement of 2010, and he monitored them during the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. And if memory serves me correctly, he published that the average 2010 target date fund lost 21% during the Great Recession. You're 2 years away from retirement. You can't afford to take a $200,000 haircut on your million-dollar portfolio. So that was a big problem during the Great Recession that had people in panic. People were losing their jobs. Now they're getting a 20% plus cut in their total liquid investable net worth, target date funds. I do not recommend them in 401ks. I'd much prefer you use index funds or transfer it or roll it over to an IRA, and we can broaden the asset classes. So first yuck sticker goes to target date funds.
Okay.
Second yuck sticker goes to bond funds. When interest rates rise, bond prices fall. How many of your advisory teams got you completely out of the bond market in the beginning of 2022? If they didn't, they are not watching the very clear signals in the market. And it was announced by the Fed. So that's a huge error on your financial advisory team if they didn't back you out of bonds in 2022. Now, when they get lowered, when interest rates lower, yes, the price of bonds will go up, but the bonds' interest rates go down. So you're just trading one for the other. I think the bond market has severe flaws in it, based on what's happened in the market over the last 12 years. I have not seen bonds perform anywhere near expectation. They're not generating 6, 7, 8% guaranteed income. And if they ever were to do that, their pricing will get killed. So do not buy bonds through a mutual fund. Do not buy it through an index fund. If you're going to buy bonds, you buy them and hold them. And you ladder them in. You know, you have some that mature in a year, some that mature in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you live to those maturity dates to protect your principal. So now that interest rates are high, there might be some attractive, you know, bonds, corporate bonds, et cetera, out there, but you're going to want to buy them and hold them to maturity to not get impacted by what the Fed does, and you can lock in those interest rates. So that's my second yuck sticker.
Okay.
My third yuck sticker is variable annuities.
Okay.
And the key to this is the variable annuity side. There are annuities out there that have evolved quite nicely, and they're doing some amazing things for clients. But variable annuities kind of have a yuck sticker on them. Why? Massive fees, potential market losses, and there are long-term contracts. There are better alternatives than variable annuities. So that would be my third yuck sticker. Fourth yuck sticker, long-term care policies, straight long-term care policies. I believe these are traps. They'll introduce a kind of a teaser rate on the front end, and they'll say, all right, you know, you pay $100 a month or whatever the number is. And then 5 or 10 or 15 years later, after paying that $1,200 every year, they will send you a letter that says we have a rate increase. They have to get it filed and approved by the state insurance commissioner. But oftentimes those rate increases are substantial, and there are two options. You can accept the – well, three options, really. You can accept the rate increase, which I believe is egregious. Mm-hmm. You can B, lower your benefits. So if it was a 7-year policy, now they'll say, well, if you do only 5 years, you can keep the same rate. Mm-hmm. Well, that was never discussed 15 years ago, right? Nobody said, oh, by the way, this rate is variable and most likely it goes up, it doesn't go down. So that's the second option for you, take less benefit. The third option is drop the policy, which is ridiculous because
you lose
now
everything.
You've paid $1,200 for 10 years. You've paid $12,000 and you just abandon it. So I don't like straight long-term care policies. There are ways of getting long-term care through annuities. You can self-insure for them if you set aside money and do it inside of your financial planning. And that way you don't pay a premium. You also won't pay a premium if you buy long-term care through annuities. So straight long-term care insurance policies, not a big fan of those. The second to last yuck sticker would be advisors that don't earn their fee. So how do you determine if an advisor's
right in the middle
earning,
of their forehead. That's where you're going to put the yuck sticker.
Oh, yeah, big time. And then walk out and change advisors.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be great. Hey, don't do that to me. Don't encourage my clients to play a joke on me and bring yuck stickers into the office. That's not right.
Okay.
But advisors that don't earn their fee. So how can an advisor earn their fee? Ask them to set a benchmark. Ask them, okay, I want to know over a 10-year period what benchmark we're going to track against. And you can move that benchmark around if you substantially change your modeling, but you have to have a comparison target to know if your advisory team is overachieving against your benchmark. So that's number one. Now, that's on the investment portfolio side. The other big and critical component to finding out, from my perspective, whether you've got the right advisory team is your advisory team doing things for you that they don't get paid on? Tax strategies. We don't get paid to do tax strategies. That's part of the added benefit. You know, discussing, should I lease a car? Should I buy a car? If I'm downsizing my house, should I sell it first? Should I get a bridge loan? Can you connect me to all of that? Estate planning, wills, trusts, charitable remainder trusts, irrevocable trusts. We have resources we can bring to you, and we can coach you through it so you can save a lot of money because, obviously, attorneys cost and they charge hourly. So we can save you a lot of time, which in effect becomes saving a lot of money. So advisors that don't earn their fee, either on either side of that, either in the portfolio performance or added benefits that they don't charge for, put a yuck sticker on their forehead and walk to Hoffman Financial Group.
I love it.
And the last one would be financial news networks.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a semi-yuck sticker. It's entertaining to watch. It's informative to watch. But please do not make substantial changes to your portfolio mix or how you're managing your money based on the news. The news is reported after the reality has hit. So it's after the Fed makes an announcement. It's after corporate earnings. You've got to avoid all of that, and you need an advisory team that looks out over the next 3 months, over the next 6 months, over the next year. A prime example of that is what I mentioned before. In 2022, we knew the Fed was raising interest rates, and Wall Street let everybody stay in bonds, which is ridiculous. So the financial news networks are good, informative entertainment, I would say, but they report the history. They don't predict the future. Mm-hmm. So I would put a semi-yuck sticker on the financial news networks.
And sometimes we've talked about this, and that is that they're really geared for an audience other than the regular retirement saver. This is people who are really involved in the market, day trading, buying, selling, doing that. A lot of us aren't there. We're just putting money away for retirement. And some of these, you know, knee-jerk reaction moves that they make don't necessarily apply to us.
Yeah, you just nailed it, because I watched a show last week on one of the financial news stations, and the guy was talking about hedge funds, and they released all of their major moves for the last quarter, I think, and a substantial amount of them, per this speaker, dumped big tranches of the Magnificent Seven. Mm-hmm. And he said, what's interesting is if you're listening to this, people are going to trade on that news. What the fallacy is they traded out of those positions 60 or 90 days ago. So you're late to the party. Mm-hmm. But if we look at the news and somebody says, oh, the big institutions, the big hedge funds are dumping the Magnificent Seven, people are inclined to follow. You do not want to follow in the investment world. You want to lead. So if the hedge funds are dumping it, I'm buying it.
Interesting.
Right? You want to buy when it's going down and sell when it's going up. But you're trading the news. Don't trade the news. The news is it's historical news. It's not forward looking.
Well, I was just, while you were talking there, I went onto Google, and yes, you can still get Mr. Yuck stickers. So they're still out there. So the one thing we want to know is there anything within your holdings right now that has a Mr. Yuck sticker on it?
Oh, man.
You don't even know it.
Now you've given my clients literally, they can Google it and go to Amazon and get a Yuck sticker.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Money Unleashed podcast from the Hoffman Financial Group, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. To get started on your customized retirement plan, go to MoneyUnleashedPodcast.com.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance license in Georgia, number 163546.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.